Tonight we honor the legacy of the Austin Black Senators, as well as Adam It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from the Dell Diamond in Round Rock, Texas, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Round Rock Express. It's game five of a six-game series. The Rainiers are putting out a search, trying to find the offense, trying to find the bats. They have gone missing the last 2 days. The Rainiers scored one run last night on four hits. One run on six hits the night before. So just 10 hits total and only two total runs in the last two games. That's not going to win you much in the Pacific Coast League. They got to get the offense going. Then they're hoping that today is the day. As for pitching, the Rainiers do not have a starting pitcher available for today's game. Not a regular starting pitcher. They're going to have a bullpen game. And Riley O'Brien will be making the start. And it'll be O'Brien, who's normally a reliever, followed by a whole host of relief pitchers. They did this on Wednesday to great effect in Game 2 of this series as six pitchers combined to toss a shutout. That was the only game of the series the Rainiers have won. So they're hoping the bullpen day brings them another victory tonight. On the mound for the Round Rock Express is their starter Kyle Cody. Cody, in two appearances this year, has no record. A 6.35 ERA. So Kyle Cody, tall right-hander on the hill for Round Rock. Riley O'Brien, tall right-hander on the hill for the Tacoma Rainiers. Should be a good one tonight. Nice warm day here in Texas. When we come back on the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show, we'll get you caught up on the latest round of Tacoma Rainiers roster moves. Yep, we've got another wave of them today. We'll get you caught up right after this.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
The Tacoma Rainiers take it on the Round Rock Express tonight. This is game five of six. The series will wrap up with a day game tomorrow. That's going to start at 11.05 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow morning. After that, the Rainiers are returning home to Tacoma and begin a six-game homestand on Tuesday night with the El Paso Chihuahuas in town. Tickets are available for all week, and you can get them at the Cheney Stadium box office. Check TacomaRainiers.com for upcoming promotions. You can also get tickets online as well. Well, roster moves for today. The Rainiers, a little bit of a surprise, I think, but he certainly was playing well. Jose Caballero called up by the Mariners, and it's his first ever big league call-up. He's basically been injured the last 2 years, very limited play at the Double-A level. Had a real good spring training camp, though, this year for the Mariners. Was one of the last cuts, and he carried it into this season, was hitting .333 in 10 games with two homers, a dozen walks, a .550 on base percentage, also went 5 for 6 stealing bases. Jose Caballero, congratulations. He was called up by the Mariners today. The Mariners designated Tommy Malone for assignment, even though he pitched very well yesterday, but DFA'd him the next day because Marco Gonzalez was only missing the one start on paternity leave. And everyone here hoping that Tommy Malone gets through waivers and rejoins the Raiders. However, first off, he might get claimed by another team. Second off, he's going to have an option to become a free agent if he wants to. So we'll have to wait and see what he chooses. Raiders have added a couple of players from extended spring training. The infielder Cesar Isturiz Jr. to serve in a utility role. And right-hand reliever John Creel, because the Raiders are having a bullpen game today, and tomorrow's starter, Jose Rodriguez, isn't likely to go more than three or four innings. So the Raiders need a lot of relief pitchers tonight and tomorrow. All right, we're all caught up on the roster moves. We'll check out the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Raiders, who are 6-6 on the season, managed by John Russell. Leading off playing center field is Carlos Hernandez. Batting second, the right fielder Zach Deloach. Hitting third and doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. The cleanup man is Mike Ford. He's the DH. Batting fifth and playing left field today is Jake Shiner. Hitting sixth, third baseman Colin Moran. Batting seventh, the shortstop Mason McCoy. Hitting eighth and playing second base is Kian Wong, and batting ninth first baseman Pat Valeka. On the mound, the right-hander Riley O'Brien. The Round Rock Express are 8-4. They're managed by Doug Davis, Texas Rangers affiliate. They're going to lead off with Jonathan Ornelas. Ornelas is the shortstop. Batting second, designated hitter J.P. Martinez. Hitting third is the second baseman Justin Foscue. In the cleanup spot doing the catching is Sam Huff. Batting fifth, center fielder Rafael Ortega. Hitting sixth, the right fielder, Elier Hernandez. Hitting seventh, left fielder, Clint Frazier. Batting eighth, first baseman, Yoshi Tsutsugo. And hitting ninth, the third baseman, Davis Wenzel. On the mound for Round Rock, right-hander Kyle Cody. Three-man umpiring crew assigned to this one. Matt Brown behind the plate. Trevor Daniger is at first base. And the crew chief, David Arrieta, is at third. Tacoma and Round Rock in the fifth game of six here in Central Texas. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There are times when more is not better. Like when the electrical panel in your warehouse fails. More darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building, more fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night, a more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf, more experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum. There are times when more is not better. Like when the electrical panel in your warehouse fails, more darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building, more fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night, a more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf, more experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we're about ready to start this one, the Tacoma Rainiers and the Round Rock Express from the Dell Diamond in Round Rock, Texas. Much warmer today than the last couple of days, and no clouds to be seen right now, blue skies overhead. The Rainiers looking to get back in the win column. They've dropped three of the first four games of this series and having some big-time difficulty scoring runs. So see if they can get that resolved here tonight. It was certainly not a problem in the first eight games of the season when the team was leading AAA baseball and runs scored. First pitch of the game to Cesar Hernandez is taken up high for a ball, and we are underway here at the Dell Diamond. Kyle Cody on the hill against the Rainiers today, and he fires a strike in there at 91 on the gun. And the count is even, 1-1. Hernandez, 5-for-28 with a dozen walks and a .425 on-base percentage. He tries to bunt and bunts it foul. There's strike two. Rainiers wearing the red jerseys today with the gray pants. Round Rock in specialty jerseys here on Jackie Robinson Day. So now the 1-2 to Hernandez is a swing and a miss. And down he goes. That is strike three. So one out in the top of the first inning. And now Zach DeLoach will be the batter. DeLoach, left-hand hitter. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back to the screen. Strike 1-2 DeLoach, who's hitting .317 in 11 games with one homer, .429 on base percentage. Next delivery misses for a ball. Now the 1-1 is high for a ball. 2-1. On Jackie Robinson Day, the Express are wearing these specialty jerseys that are replicas from the Austin Black Senators, a old minor league Negro Leagues team. As here's a swing and a miss, and the count goes even, 2-2. So an even count. And the pitch misses ball three. So DeLoach has worked a full count, 3-2. Now a swing and a miss, strike three, and Cody as back-to-back strikeouts do open up the ball game. He gets both Hernandez and DeLoach swinging. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. Cody, 29 years old. He's pitched in the major leagues. 8 games in 2020, 5 of which were starts, and then 7 games as a reliever in 2021. And his pitch to O'Keefe is laced down the right field line in the air, slicing towards the corner. Fair ball up against the base of the fence. O'Keefe's on his way to second, and he slides in there safely with a double. Brian O'Keefe doubles to the right field corner, his 4th double of the season. And there's the Red Ears' first hit of the game. An opposite field two-bagger for Brian O'Keefe. So the Red Ears are in the hit column. And now Mike Ford will be the batter. And the pitch to Ford is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Cody, last year, pitched in just 11 games and 8 of them as a reliever because he was coming back from shoulder surgery that he underwent after getting injured early in the 2021 season. Ford lifts one towards left center. Calling Ford all the way is Ortega, and the center fielder makes the catch. Ford is retired. The Red Ears do not score. They do get a hit, but they leave a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing. Round Rock coming to the plate.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call
866-986-8083. Right here's do not score in the top of the first, and now Round Rock comes to the plate in the bottom of the first. Riley O'Brien making his 2nd start of this series. Both bullpen games. In the first one on Wednesday, he went 2 scoreless innings, really threw well, struck out 4 batters. He's looking to duplicate that here tonight. And before we begin, oh, we have to wait for the video board to get live action off the screen. They have resolved that now, and we're ready to play. O'Brien working on the leadoff hitter, Ornelas. And the first pitch is a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Right versus right on the first batter, Ornelas. And the pitch is swung on. It bounced to third on 2 hops. Fielding that is Moran. He throws to first. Close play, but they get the out. And one man is gone in the bottom of the first inning. Jonathan Ornelas bounces out to third. And now J.P. Martinez will be the batter. Taking a look at the Red Ears defense today in the infield. Pat Valleca is at first base. Kian Hoang at second. Mason McCoy at short, and Moran at third. So here's the pitch up high a little bit to J.P. Martinez, ball one. Outfield is Shiner in left, Hernandez in center, and DeLoach in right. O'Brien's 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike. Counts even, 1-1. One one pitch, high, 2-1. No score, bottom of the first inning. Little breeze blowing in from center this evening. Not much to it, though. Not at the moment, anyway. Now the 2-1, swung on, hit in the air towards shallow left center. Shiner, Hernandez, and McCoy all in pursuit. Shiner dives, can't get it. It drops in very shallow left center field. It's a bloop single for J.P. Martinez, who can do no wrong early in the season for Round Rock. Their top hitter coming in at 387. Just hits a little flare and it falls in. Now Justin Foscue is the batter. Foscue with a six-game hitting streak, including 3-for-3 yesterday. And he takes the first pitch inside for a ball. Foscue began the season, and he's a Triple-A rookie. This is his first time playing at this level. He began the season 0-for-17, and since then, he's got a six-game hitting streak. O'Brien with a pickoff throw to first, and back in safely is Martinez. O'Brien with a glance towards first. Now he's set and his pitch to Foscue. Runner goes, pitch is inside, and it hit Foscue as he turned away from it. He's hit by the pitch, so Foscue takes first. Martinez is safe at second, and there are two on with one out for Sam Huff, the cleanup man. Huff, right-hand batter, 6-for-31 to start the season with one homer. Now the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. O'Brien with the 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike. The curve there from O'Brien. He really had that curveball working on Wednesday. 1-1 the count. Now O'Brien is set. Here's his pitch. And it's a fastball called a strike on the outside edge at 95 on the gun. So he's ahead of the count on Huff, 1-2. Rainiers play the infield shifted to the left side with Huff at the plate as much as you can these days. And the pitch is a called strike three, a curve that catches the inside edge. And that's the second out in the bottom of the first inning. Big strikeout there for Riley O'Brien, his first of the night. Two away for Rafael Ortega. We do have the human being behind home plate. The home plate umpire, Matt Brown, is calling the balls and strikes himself today with no assistance from the automated system. The pitch to Ortega is taken for a strike. Right now, we're using the automated system Tuesday through Thursday, and the human umpires are calling the balls and strikes on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. 0-1 to Ortega, check swing, and he went. That's strike two. Reason for that is the challenge system is not yet installed in all the ballparks. We're eventually going to go to that. And the umpires need to have some experience calling the pitches live here because they do get called up to the big leagues during the season, and they'd have to call the pitches up there. So they need the reps. 0-2 to Ortega is bounced foul off of his front foot. Still no balls, two strikes. So two on, two out, no balls, two strikes to Rafael Ortega. Riley O'Brien trying to put a zero up there in the first. He comes set. The 0-2 pitch is inside with a heater. 95-mile-per-hour fastball. One ball, two strikes. Now O'Brien's ready. And the 1-2, the runners go. Pitches inside into the backstop, and O'Keefe's going to have to chase it. Around third is Martinez. He stops. And he steals third base. He's going to get credited for a steal because he was running on the pitch. Ditto for Justin Foscue, the trailing runner. So two balls, two strikes. Runners at second and third with two outs. A veteran left-hand hitter at the plate in Rafael Ortega. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. O'Brien got him with his curve, and down goes Ortega. And Round Rock does not score in the bottom of the first inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and two left. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Round Rock are scoreless.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
No score after one inning of play between Tacoma and Round Rock. We go to the second inning. Jake Shiner is going to start things off for the Red Ears. And he is getting ready to bat here. He'll be followed by Colin Moran and Mason McCoy. Shiner in a dozen games for the Red Ears. Swings at the first pitch and grounds it fair right down the third baseline. That's going to be extra bases. And he's on his way to second and stops there with a leadoff double. Jake Shiner with his first double at the AAA level. His first AAA double. He's in scoring position for Colin Moran now. Right here's facing Kyle Cody, 6'7" righty from Wisconsin. Moran stands in, left-hand hitter. Cody checks the runner at second base, and the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Cody from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. This may shock you. His father sells dairy equipment. Very Wisconsin. Next pitch, swing and a miss. And the count's 1-1 on Moran. Moran had the last 2 days off because the Red Ears were facing left-handed starting pitchers. But he's back in there today against the righty. Next pitch misses for a ball. 2-1. Shiner with his lead at second. Cody Cody ready on the first base end of the rubber. Checks the runner at second base. Now the 2-1 to Moran. High and tight. Ball three. And Moran's well out ahead of the count. Moran will certainly be looking for a pitch to drive here on the 3-1 count. Cody with his pitch, and it's hit well towards left field. Back is Frazier at the track. He jumps, and did he hang on? He did. He makes the catch, tagging at second base and advancing to third is Shiner. Very nice catch in deep left field at the fence by Clint Frazier. Wow. Frazier had trouble with a play like this last night on a ball that Pat Valeka hit. Today, he goes back on it to the fence, jumped, caught it, held on to the ball. He may have taken away a home run. It was very close. Certainly extra bases, possibly a homer. Moran retired. Shiner is now at third. And the pitch is in for a strike. To Mason McCoy with the infield drawn in. RBI opportunity for McCoy, hitting .283, one homer, seven runs batted in 12 games, and he takes a pitch that misses for a ball, 1-1. So 1-1 the count. Now the pitch from Cody. Slider over for a strike, and that evens things up. Or actually makes the count 1-2, pardon me. Next pitch coming. Swing and a foul tip held onto by the catcher. That is strike three and the second out of the inning. So third strikeout for Cody. And now if the Rainiers are going to take advantage of the leadoff double and score a run, they need a clutch hit. They're hoping that Kian Wong can come through. Wong, 3-for-16 at the plate so far on the young season. And the pitch from Cody is high for a ball. One-oh delivery, outside. Wong last played on Wednesday. He, like Moran, was out of the lineup against the left-handed starting pitchers. Two-oh pitch coming from the right-hander, Cody. And it is just a hair outside, ball three. So Wong well out ahead of the count, 3-0. And the pitch is poured in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Wong was taking all the way. Now the 3-1 swung on, hit in the air towards center field. Lining it up is Ortega. He's there and makes the catch for the final out at the top of the second inning. No runs on a hit, and one runner left. A leadoff double, but the Rainiers strand him. It's been a problem these last few days. Stranded runners at the end of innings. We go to the bottom of the second. No score between the Rainiers and the Express.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
No score between Tacoma and Round Rock. We go to the bottom of the second inning at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock, Texas. Riley O'Brien on the mound in another bullpen game for the Red Ears. And here's his pitch to Elier Hernandez, and it is taken for a strike. Hernandez hitting .281 for Round Rock in 10 games with a couple of homers. Triple-A veteran. And O'Brien's next pitch swung on and fouled at the plate. So 0-2 the count. O'Brien notched two strikeouts in the first. Here's his 0-2 pitch to Hernandez, and it swung on, hit in the air to center field. Back goes McCoy, the shortstop, in shallow center, and he makes the catch. And that is the first out at the bottom of the second inning. Hernandez pops up, and now Clint Frazier is the hitter. Frazier, 6-for-31 to start the season. Had two extra base hits yesterday, a double and a triple, and had the great defensive play in the top of this inning, and he takes a pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Now he swings and misses the next pitch, 1-1. Frazier was a first-round draft pick in 2013 coming out of high school. Originally drafted by the Cleveland club, got traded to the Yankees. Here's a pitch in for a strike. For a while, he was kind of a hyped prospect in the Yankee system, but that didn't really work out. 1-2 to Frazier is pulled down the left field line. That's a fair ball, and it's going to the left field corner, and Frazier has extra bases again. He had a double and a triple last night, and he has a double in his first at bat today. Clint Frazier yanking one to left field. So he's in scoring position for Yoshi Tsutsugo. Tsutsugo, 7-for-30 on the year. .233 average. Swings and misses at the first pitch there, strike one. But he had the walk-off RBI single for Round Rock in extra innings in the 10th inning on Thursday. A game that Round Rock beat the Rainiers 2-1. Pitch to Tsutsugo is a swing and a miss, strike two. Here comes the 0-2 to Tsutsugo. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. 96 on the gun, and down goes Tsutsugo, and there's the second out of the inning. O'Brien just throwing heat right past him. So two away. Runner at second for Davis Wenzel. And the pitch to Wenzel is breaking ball outside. Here comes the 1-0. Curve for a strike, and that evens things up 1-1. No score, bottom of the second, Tacoma and Round Rock. Another good crowd on hand here at the Dell Diamond for this one. One pitch, swing and a miss at a curve. There's strike two. Still have daylight right now. Some of the lights have turned on here. Not all, though. Fans out in the berm in right field are still sunbathing. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Wenzel. And it is in the dirt for a ball, and the count's even 2-2. O'Brien trying to close out a second scoreless inning, an inning that's probably going to be his last. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. And that takes care of Wenzel. O'Brien with his fourth strikeout in two scoreless innings of work. No runs for the Express in the second. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the third. Tacoma and Round Rock are scoreless.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose: making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
No score between Tacoma and Round Rock. We make our way to the third inning here in Round Rock, Texas. Reminder, daytime baseball to wrap up the series tomorrow. First pitch at 11:05 a.m. Pacific time. Pat Valeka leads things off for the Red Ears in the third, and he takes a strike 0-1. Valeka had one of the Red Ears' four hits yesterday, and he hit the ball hard all three times he was at the plate. And he takes one up high for a ball. He actually had four plate appearances. He walked once, flied to deep center, lined out, and was robbed by the second baseman once, and then doubled to left. And now he takes a little bit high, and Valake is ahead in the count. Two balls, one strike. Valake, 3-for-10 at the plate on the young season. Here's his the 2-1 to him, and it's inside, ball three. Now the 3-1's coming. And it's grounded down the third baseline. Fair ball fielded by Wenzel. Strong throw to first in time for the out. One away at the top of the third inning. So Valeka bounces out to third. And now Carlos Hernandez will be the batter. Number 13, or Cesar Hernandez, pardon me. Did I say Carlos? I think I did. Cesar Hernandez. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Oh, one pitch to Cesar is a swing and a miss. And the count goes to 0-2. O-2 pitch coming from Cody. And it's a swing and a broken bat blooper behind second. Back goes the shortstop, Ornelas, and he is going to make the catch on the outfield grass. And two men are gone at the top of the third. Hernandez is retired. And now Zach Deloach will be the hitter. Deloach struck out swinging earlier. He's 0-for-1. Now this one's up and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Now a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. One one pitch, swung on, nubbed on the ground to the left of the mound. Cody picks it up, throws to first, and it's not in time. Deloach beats it out for an infield single. And the Riders have their third hit of the game. Good hustle from Zach Deloach to leg out that infield hit. He's hit safely now in 7 of his last 8 games. One of the few Rainiers players who has continued to hit here in Round Rock. O'Keefe now the batter. Deloach being held on at first by Setsugo. Here's the pitch from Kyle Cody, and it's low and away. O'Keefe doubled to the right field corner his first time up. Now the 1-0. Swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. 1-1. Now the 1-1, high for a ball. Two and one. And the pitch swung on and fouled off on the first base side. That evens things up, 2-2. Two now. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Cody got him with a breaking ball, a slider, and O'Keefe has struck out, and the Red Ears do not score in the third. That is strikeout number 4 for Kyle Cody. Red Ears had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Still no score between the Tacoma Red Ears and the Round Rock Express.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, It's 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling.
Well, we go to the bottom of the third. No score between the Red Ears and the Round Rock Express. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Taylor Saucedo, is in, the lefty from Maple Valley. And his pitch is in for a called strike to Jonathan Ornelas, who is showing bunt, 0-1 the count. Saucedo out of Tahoma High School. Pitched a year at Tacoma Community College. Here's his 0-1 on its way to Ornelas, and it is in there for a strike. Saucedo is in relief of Riley O'Brien, who went two scoreless innings, allowing two hits, no walks, one hit batter, and Riley struck out four. 0-1 to Ornelas is inside and low, 1-1. Saucedo's in his fifth appearance. He's got 5 2/3 innings and allowed just one hit. Off to a good start this year. His 1-2 pitch swung on and bounced foul, still 1-2. Saucedo last pitched in the Red Ears' last bullpen game on Wednesday. These are the same first two pitchers that John Russell and Jairo Cuevas used on Wednesday, O'Brien and Saucedo. Now the 1-2 down low for a ball. In that game on this past Wednesday, Saucedo tossed two scoreless innings. The pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And Saucedo takes care of the first batter he faces. And Jonathan Ornelas goes down swinging. Now J.P. Martinez will be the batter. Martinez blooped a single in there in the first inning. He's 1-for-1. Left versus left here, and Saucedo starts him off with a breaking ball inside, ball one. Now Saucedo's next pitch is called a strike. 1-1. One delivery. Down low, 2-1. Two-one delivery from Saucedo, and it swung out and hit in the air to left field, shallow. Shiner was already playing shallow, and he's there to make the catch, and that's out number two. Martinez is retired, and now Justin Foscue will be the batter. Saucedo grew up in Maple Valley, but he's actually born in Hawaii. 29-year-old lefty, listed at 6'4", 205 pounds. He's ready to face Justin Foscue. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now this one is inside for a ball, 2-0. Outside, ball three. He's well behind in the count now. 3-0 with Huff on deck. now a swing and a bouncer to the left side on the 3-0 pitch. Moran has it, throws to first in time for the out, and Saucedo gets the out on the 3-0 pitch. A little grounder to third. So Round Rock goes in order in the bottom of the third inning. Three up, three down. We head to the fourth. Tacoma and the Express are scoreless.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Three innings in the books here, and no scoring yet. The Red Ears and the Round Rock Express, 0-0. We head to the fourth. Two up for the Red Ears here in the fourth inning. Mike Ford, Jake Shiner, and Colin Moran against the right-hander Kyle Cody, who's allowed a hit in each inning but no runs. Hasn't walked anybody either. His pitch to Ford is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Ford reached base four times yesterday with a hit, two walks, and was hit by a pitch. Now he takes one up and away for a ball, 1-1. Right here's lost last night, 7-1. Well, the 1-1 pitch is low and away for a ball, 2-1. Other scores in the league yesterday, Oklahoma City beat Sugarland 4-2. Ryan Ward, two homers for the Dodgers, a solo shot and a two-run shot. Ford rips one down the light right field line into the corner, but it hooks and goes foul. So that is simply a strike, and the count's even on Ford, 2-2. That win for Oklahoma City, their 10th win. They're the first team to 10 wins. They're 10-3. Sitting in first place in the Pacific Coast League standings. Now the 2-2 is swung on and lifted in the air to right field. This is deep. Back is the right fielder Hernandez at the track. He leaps and he can't get it, and it hits the fence. Ford's around second. He's going to try for third. The throw hits the cutoff man. They relay it to third. Ford slides in there safely. He has a triple. Mike Ford with a triple off the fence and right that was nearly a homer. Just two innings ago in the second, Moran was robbed of a possible homer in left field on a leaping catch by Clint Frazier. And now Ford was nearly robbed here by Elier Hernandez on a high fly to right, but Hernandez just missed it, and it ends up going for a triple. Runner at third, no one out for Shiner. Infield is back, and the pitch to Shiner misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. Great opportunity for the Red Ears to get on the board here. Oh, boy. That was the eighth triple of Ford's professional career. Here's a foul out of play by Shiner. And just the second triple he has hit since 2017. He had one when he was with the Durham Bulls for a stretch during the 2021 season. Other than that, no triples since 2017 for Ford until now. Here's one up high for a ball to Shiner. 2-1 the count. He's not a speed guy. When he was young, he hit a few. 2014, his first full pro season, he hit two triples. 2-1 to Shiner, swinging a miss. And 2015, his second pro season in the cavernous parks of the Florida State League. He hit three for the Tampa Yankees that year. And then since then, one in 2017, one in 2021, and now one here tonight. Shiner swings and hits a fly ball to shallow center. This is not deep enough. Foscue, the second baseman, moves back and makes the catch, and Ford has to hold at third base. So one out at the top of the fourth. And now Moran will be the hitter. We'll see if he can get the run in. Another game yesterday, Albuquerque beat El Paso 8-3 after hitting three home runs and driving in eight runs on Thursday for El Paso. Fernando Tatis Jr. did not play yesterday. Here's the pitch now to Colin Moran. And it is up and away for a ball. So Albuquerque beat the Tatisless Chihuahuas 8-3. Their backup catcher, Daniel Cope, had his second big game of the year, going 3-for-4 with a double, a homer, and four runs batted in. 1-0 pitch to Moran. Up and away, two balls, no strikes. So good hitters count here for Moran. The third baseman, Wenzel, is even with the bag. The rest of the infielders are deep. 2-0 pitch coming to Moran, and it's a fastball call to strike, and the count's 2-1. Reno beat Sacramento yesterday 10-4. Young outfield prospect Jorge Barroza with a three-run homer for Reno. He was on the injured list when Reno was at Cheney Stadium last week. We never saw him. 3-1 pitch, bounce to the right side. This is going to get a run in. It's fielded by Setsugo. He flips to the pitcher, Cody, covering first. They get Moran out, but Ford scores, and the Rainiers are on the board. It's Tacoma 1, Round Rock nothing here at the top of the fourth inning on the RBI single by Colin Moran. Moran with his seventh RBI in nine games played this season. Base is empty now for Mason McCoy with two outs. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Now the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-1. Now the 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. Now here's one inside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two coming. And it is low ball three. Payoff pitch coming. And it swung on and yanked foul third base side. Still 3-2 to Mason McCoy. Payoff again. Low and away, ball four. McCoy draws the walk, so he heads down to first base, and Kian Wong will now be the batter. The game of the day in the PCL yesterday was not the game of the day because it was a tense affair. Las Vegas beat Salt Lake 14-4. Well, Doug Davis out to the mound. He might make a pitching change here. He has a lefty warming up. And, yeah, he is making the call to the bullpen. So we'll have to get to that Vegas game in a minute. But we're going to take a break for a pitching change here as Kyle Cody is removed after 3 2/3 innings with a run in. We'll take a break. There's a runner at first with two outs. Top of the fourth inning, Tacoma 1, Round Rock nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We're at the top of the fourth inning here at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. Rainiers leading 1-0, and they have a runner at first with two outs. New pitcher into the ballgame for the Express. It is left-hander Jake Latz, and he is in relief of Kyle Cody, who went 3 2/3, allowed 4 hits and 1 run. He's responsible for the runner at first. Cody walked 1 and struck out 4. So Latz in from the bullpen. He pitched a scoreless inning on Tuesday and has allowed 1 run in 4 2/3 innings this season. And the first thing he does is make a pickoff move to first base. And back in with a dive is Mason McCoy. Now the pitch swung out and lined the other way. And there's a base hit for Kian Hoang. McCoy hits second and motors towards third. And he'll make it there. It's a line drive base hit for Kian Hoang, and the Rainiers continue here at the top of the fourth. They have runners at first and third with two outs. Hit number 5 for the Rainiers, and now Pat Valleca will be the batter. Valleca grounded out earlier. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. 1-0. Latz with the long look at first, and now his pitch is in for a strike. Hoang stole 41 bases last year, so he's a threat to go. Now the 1-1, swing and a foul back, and the count moves to 1-2. So Valleca is behind in the count with runners at the corners and two outs. 1-2 inside with a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Right here's trying to turn this into a multiple run inning. They've scored exactly one run in each of the last two games and have won this inning. Next pitch misses ball three. Full count now. Now the pitch is swung on and popped up foul, and that's out of play. Still 3-2. On deck is Cesar Hernandez. Here's the payoff, and it's swung on and roped on the ground between short and third and threw into left field. A base hit, and McCoy scores. Going all the way to third and stopping there is Wong. It's a two-out RBI single for Pat Valleca, and the Red Ears now lead it 2-0. Nice to see a couple of two-out hits here to tack on another run and have the inning continue. Both runs get charged to Kyle Cody, the starter. His line is complete now. Two runs earned in 3 2/3. Runners at first and third for Cesar Hernandez, who turns around and bats right-handed, and the pitch is taken up. Oh, called a strike, a high strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch over for a called strike. And it's 0-2 to Hernandez. Now here's one that bounces up to the plate, blocked by the catcher, Huff. So 1-2, runners at the corners with two down, and the pitch is a swing and a foul back. So still 1-2. And the pitch is inside for a ball. 2-2 now. Here comes the 2-2 delivery. There goes the runner from first. The pitch is smoked into right center. There's a base hit for Hernandez. Wong scores. Valleca was on the move. He goes all the way to third. An RBI single for Cesar Hernandez. The Red Ears with three straight two-out hits. It is now a 3-0 Tacoma lead. And the inning continues. Runners are at the corners for Zach Deloach. They've scored more runs here in this inning than they have in the last two games combined. Now a trip to the mound from the Express pitching coach Dave Borkowski. He's going to talk some things over with Lance. All right, the game of the day of the PCL yesterday, Vegas 14, Salt Lake 4. That doesn't sound very interesting on the surface, but Vegas had an outfielder, Cody Thomas, hit a three-run homer and a grand slam, so he finished with seven runs batted in. But the real story for the Oakland A's AAA club was the pitching of Mason Miller, third-round pick in 2021 at a Gardner-Webb University. He was touching 101 miles per hour. He pitched five perfect innings yesterday against Salt Lake with 11 strikeouts. He faced 15 hitters, retired all of them, striking out 11 of the 15. Pitched to Deloach in there for a strike. That's Mason Miller with Vegas. He's 24 years old. He's had injury issues. He's healthy now, and there are already rumors that his next start will be in the big leagues with Oakland. And why not? They fear the A's right now. So here's a pickoff move to first, and back in is Cesar Hernandez. There's the 0-1 to DeLoach. And it's a swing and a miss. 0-2. Now the 0-2, fastball high. One ball, two strikes. Next pitch, check swing, he went, that's strike three. DeLoach strikes out to close out the top of the fourth inning. But the Raiders break through. They score three runs in the top of the fourth, and they do it with four hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Round Rock nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Well, the Red Ears just broke through, put three runs on the scoreboard, and they lead Round Rock 3-0 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Sam Huff leads things off, and the first pitch from Taylor Saucedo is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two, an off-speed pitch from Saucedo. Now the 0-2 coming to Huff, outside, well off the plate, Huff not chasing, one ball, two strikes. Now a swing and a bouncer foul. One-two pitch coming. Swung on it, fouled away. Still 1-2. Saucedo retired the side in order in the third, his first inning of work. Now this pitch is popped up foul, first base side. Valleca over for a look, but it's back in the seats. And actually bounces in an empty row and goes all the way up into a luxury suite, and they don't make the catch there, and the ball falls back down into the seats below. That was, not well played baseball by the fans trying to retrieve that foul ball here in Round Rock. Sacedo's 1-2 is low, barely. Two balls, two strikes. Yeah, the 2-2. Swung on, hit sharply on the ground, threw into center field. A base hit straight up the middle for Sam Huff, and he has Round Rock's third hit of the night. So they get a leadoff single in the bottom of the fourth. And now Rafael Ortega will be the batter. Ortega struck out earlier. He's 0 for 1. Now the pitch misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now a swing and a foul. 1-1 to Ortega. Now swinging a bouncer up the middle. McCoy has it. He touches second for one, throws to first, and it's in time for two. The Raiders turn the double play. Well done by Mason McCoy up the middle, who seemed to know exactly how much time he had to turn two. And so he did it calmly and coolly out there around the second base bag. A 6-3 double play. Two away, base runner erased, and now Elier Hernandez is the hitter. He popped up earlier, and he takes a strike, 0-1. Next pitch, down and in for a ball. Now the 1-1. Swing and a miss and a slow curve. Count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2, swing and a foul tip, and that got a piece of O'Keefe behind the plate. And he's going to be given a moment to walk that one off. The umpire gives everyone some extra time after that. Right, here's lead 3-0. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Play ready to resume. The 1-2 to Hernandez. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a breaking ball. Hernandez whiffs. And that does it for Round Rock in the fourth. No runs. It's one hit and no one left. We go to the fifth. It is Tacoma 3, Round Rock nothing.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure.
The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Three nothing right here as we head to the fifth. Right here is looking to add on Brian O'Keefe, Mike Ford, and Jake Shiner to bat here at the top of the fifth inning. And here's the pitch from Jake Latz, who got the final out last inning, but not until some damage was done first. And the pitch to O'Keefe is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Right here's last inning had the leadoff triple from Ford. He scored on a ground out that was the second out of the inning. So here's a check swing by O'Keefe, and he went. So after Ford scored on the ground out by Moran, there was a run in, but there were two outs and no one on base, and the Rainiers then rallied for two more runs, which included three straight hits against Latz, as this one's down low to O'Keefe. So 2-1 to Brian O'Keefe. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Counts even 2-2. Now the next pitch from Latz. Up and away, ball three. Full count to O'Keefe. Payoff pitch coming, and it is hit in the air to shallow right. Back is Foscue, in is Hernandez. Hernandez calls for it, and the right fielder makes the catch. One out at the top of the fifth. O'Keefe flies out, and that'll bring Mike Ford to the plate. Ford's a triple started the rally last inning and talked about how it was just his second triple since 2017. But I missed until now that it was the Rainiers' first triple of the season by anybody. As here's one outside to Ford. And if we had taken odds preseason on which player was going to hit the Rainiers' first triple of the year, the odds on Ford would have been very long. So here's one outside to Ford for a ball. But he ended up doing it. Now a swing and a bouncer in front of the plate. Off the hill to come pick up the baseball is the pitcher Latz, and he throws out Ford. And two men are gone at the top of the fifth inning. Jake Shiner will be next. Shiner. 1-for-2 with a double so far. Rainiers have Rob Kaminsky warming up at the pen. Looks like we're going to see him in the bottom of the fifth for what will be his Rainiers debut. Now the pitch is outside for a ball to Shiner, 1-0. Next pitch is a check swing. Shiner held up in time. 2-0. And for a strike, count goes to 2-1. Two-one pitch, swing and a miss. And it's 2-2. Two outs, no one on. 2-2 pitch to Shiner is roped down the left field line. That's going to take a couple of bounces and hit the fence down near the base of the left field foul pole. And Shiner checks in at second base with a two-out double, his second double of the game and the season. That ball was really cranked to left field. A low liner. So he's in scoring position now for Colin Moran. The lefty Latz checks the runner at second base, and the pitch to Moran is a fastball called a strike. Now the 0-1, swing and a miss, strike two. No, no balls, two strikes. Here comes the 0-2 on its way. And it is outside for a ball, 1-2. Now the 1-2, breaking ball outside. Moran evens up the count. So two balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at second base. And Latz with his pitch, breaking ball outside. Full count, 3-2. So full count. And here comes the payoff pitch on its way, and it is low ball four, and Moran draws a walk, and the inning continues for the Rainiers. So Moran heads to first. Shiner remains at second. And here comes Doug Davis, the manager of the Express. He's going to make a call to the bullpen here, it appears, and get a fresh arm in to face Mason McCoy. Although he has not yet made the indication. Well, now he has. It is indeed going to be a new pitcher to face McCoy. So we've got a break in the action for a pitching change. And we'll take a break ourselves in the broadcast. We're in the top of the fifth. Two on, two out. Our score, Tacoma 3, Round Rock nothing.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. so multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
We're in the top of the fifth inning. The Red Deers on top of Round Rock 3-0. Mike Curto with you from the Dell Diamond in Round Rock, Texas. Tacoma has two on with two out. Mason McCoy coming to the plate. The new pitcher for Round Rock is right-hander Daniel Robert, who is making his fifth appearance and has allowed two runs in six innings for a 3 ERA so far this season. And here's his first pitch to Mason McCoy, and it's taken outside for a ball. First pitch slider, and that is ball one. McCoy has struck out and walked in this one, and he has scored a run. Next pitch from Robert. Inside, almost hit Mason. He backed away. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 is up and in, ball three. Now the 3-0 is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Three-one pitch coming, and it is called a strike, and the count is full. So with two outs, the runners are going to be off. Shiner will take off from second, and Moran from first. Now the 3-2 with the runners going is swung on and fouled away. So the runners will be off again. Time called by McCoy. He steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Here comes the 3-2. And it's up and in, ball four, and that loads them up. Shiner takes third. Moran down to second. McCoy draws his second base on balls of the night. Bases loaded for Kian Wong. Wong already with a sharp single in this game. It is 1-for-2 with a run scored. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a foul back, strike one. Wong was going for it on the first pitch, took a big cut at that one. So 0-1 the count. And the next pitch, grounded down the third baseline. That's a fair ball headed towards the corner. Shiner scores. Here comes Moran. He's going to score. They're waving in McCoy. The throw hits the cutoff man now, and McCoy has already crossed the plate. It's a three-run double for Kian Wong. And the Red Deers lead this game 6-0. They have scored five of the six runs on two-out hits. Kian Wong with a three-run double down the third baseline. The Red Ears needed a night like this offensively, get things back on track. Still a lot of baseball to be played tonight, but they got to feel good about putting some runs on the board after being held to one each of the last two games. Here's Pat Valleca. Runner goes to third, pitches a strike, and the throw is not in time. Wong steals third base. He has his first stolen base of the season. So Wong taking off and swiping third. Now the next pitch to Valleca is down low for a ball. 1-1 the count. Valleca had an RBI single last inning with two outs. Now the 1-1. Up and in for a ball. 2-1. Here comes the 2-1 to Valleca. Swing and a foul back, and the count's even, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Called strike three, a breaking ball. Valleca knew it. He has struck out and the inning is over. But the Red Ears get three more runs in the top of the fifth inning. And they do it with two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway through it. It's Tacoma 6, Round Rock nothing.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance, or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Red Ears leading 6-0 over Round Rock. New pitcher is Rob Kaminsky, and Kaminsky will face Clint Frazier, and the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. This is Kaminsky's Tacoma Red Ears debut. Not his AAA debut, as he has some time in the International League. His next pitch misses for a ball. He was just signed by the Mariners officially yesterday and assigned to the Red Ears yesterday. And here he is in his first game. And the pitch is in for a strike now to Frazier, 1-2. But he's not new to the organization. The Mariners signed him last year as a minor league free agent, and he spent the season with Double-A Arkansas. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Frazier. Kaminsky with the strikeout. What a way at the bottom of the fifth. And now Yoshi Setsugo will be the batter. So last year he was with Arkansas, was 3-1 with a 4.91 ERA and 39 relief outings, and after the season, he was a minor league free agent. The Mariners didn't immediately re-sign him. They just re-signed him here very recently, when the need arrived for some upper-level pitching help. Here's one that misses for a ball to Setsugo. But he's been throwing because he was in the World Baseball Classic. Kaminsky's next pitch to Setsugo's inside for a ball. He's part of Team Israel. And he played for Israel in the WBC last month. 2-0 to Setsugo, swinging a foul, tip at the plate of the count's 2-1. In fact, the Rainiers coach, first base coach, Ty Kelly, was teammates with Kaminsky on Team Israel. So Kaminsky just signed and making his Rainiers debut today. Next pitch, low and away for a ball, and the count goes to 3-1. Now the 3-1 swung out and hit in the air, foul down the third baseline, and the count goes full, 3-2. You can add Kaminsky to the long list of former first-round draft picks that Mariners President of Baseball Operations Jerry DePoto has signed as minor league free agents. So here's one in for a called strike three. Down goes Setsugo, who was on his way to first base, but he has to change directions and head to the third base dugout instead. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the fifth. And now Davis Wenzel will be the batter. Wenzel struck out swinging earlier, and he swings at the first pitch and fouls it back. Kaminsky was a first-round draft pick out of high school in 2013. The Cardinals chose him, 28th overall, out of a high school in Montvale, New Jersey, St. Joseph. 0-1 pitch, misses for a ball. Kaminsky was a starter at first in his career. The Cardinals traded him very early when he was an A-ball to Cleveland. So here's one in for a strike. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Rob Kaminsky strikes out the side in his first inning of work as a member of the Tacoma Rainiers. Three up, three strikeouts, three down. We go to the sixth here at the Dell Diamond. It is Tacoma 6, Round Rock nothing.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
6-0, Tacoma leads Round Rock. We go to the sixth inning, top of the order coming up for the Red Ears. It'll be Cesar Hernandez, Zach Deloach, and Brian O'Keefe. Hernandez, switch hitter, bats left. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI single, and he takes a pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Game 5 of 6 between the Red Ears and the Texas Rangers AAA club. Here's a swing and a miss by Hernandez. Day game tomorrow at 11:05. Then the Rainiers are coming home and start a 6-game homestand on Tuesday. We might get some major league help this week, according to reports in the news. As here's a swing and a miss by Hernandez. Sounds like Dylan Moore may appear for the Rainiers on a rehab assignment this week at Cheney Stadium. He's been injured since spring training, the Mariners utility man, as here's one outside to Hernandez. Also, there continues to be expectation that Taylor Trammell is going to show up one of these days, as here's one up and away to Hernandez. And same for Cade Marlowe, who's not on a, he wouldn't be on a rehab. Marlowe's actually on the Rainiers injured list. Strained oblique in spring training. Here's a swing and a foul out of play by Hernandez. Still 3-2. So help on the way. We might see some major league caliber players joining the lineup this week. 3-2, grounded up the middle, ranging up the middle, and unable to get it as Foscue. It's through into center field, and Cesar Hernandez has his second hit of the game, a leadoff single in the top of the sixth. And now Zach Deloach is the batter. Good to see Hernandez get a few base hits today. He'd been falling off in the hit column recently, although even though he hasn't been getting hits, he's still been reaching base because he walks so much, and tonight he's got a couple of hits. Here's Deloach, and the pitch is inside for a ball. Deloach had an infield hit in the third. Now he sprays one past the reach of the third baseman Wenzel and into left field, to the opposite field, a base hit for Deloach. Hernandez can't go anywhere other than just a second base. Deloach stops at first with his second single of the night. Back-to-back base hits, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe's 1-for-3 with a double. And the pitch is hit in the air to left field. Frazier lining it up, and he makes the catch. And that's the first out in the top of the sixth inning. So here comes Mike Ford. Ford's 1-for-3 with a triple and a run scored. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. Now the next pitch is in there for a called strike, and Ford's behind in the count 0-2. Now the 0-2 is hit high in the air to center field. Backpedaling is Ortega, but he has room, makes the catch. Runners tag. Hernandez will take third, but with the throw coming into second base, Deloach holds it first. So Ford flies out to medium deep center. The lead runner advances. Runners are at the quarters with two outs for Jake Shiner. now Jake Shiner, the batter, 2-for-3, 2 doubles, a run scored today. And the pitch from Daniel Robert is inside for a ball. Next one is fouled off, and it's 1-1. Now the 1-1 swing and a miss, strike two. One and two the count. Now the 1-2 inside, 2-2. Hernandez at third, Deloach at first, two down. And the pitch is a swing and a bouncer foul, third base side. Still 2-2 to Shiner. Runners with their leads again. Here's the 2-2 coming. Swung on, bounce to the left side, ranging left, juggling it as Wenzel. He controls it, throws to first, too late. Safe at first is Shiner. Hernandez scores, and the Red Ears add another run. It is 7-0 Tacoma. Wenzel had to field the slow grounder by ranging left. He didn't field it cleanly on the first try. And he did control it, and his throw to first was way too late. Shiner reached. Runners at first and second with two outs for Colin Moran, and here comes Doug Davis, the manager of the Express, and he's going to make another pitching change here and bring in a fresh arm to face Moran. So we have another break of the action for a pitching change. Tacoma has put 7 runs on the board tonight, and they have runners at first and second with 2 outs in the 6th inning. It's Tacoma 7, Round Rock nothing.
There are times when more is not better. Like when the electrical panel in your house fails, more darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building, more fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night, a more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf, more experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We're in the top of the 6th. Tacoma leading Round Rock 7-0. The Red Ears have scored another 2-out run. 6 of the 7 runs tonight have scored with 2 outs. They have runners at first and second for Colin Moran. New pitcher for Round Rock, right-hander Jacob Barnes, former big leaguer with a couple different teams who spent a brief amount of time with the Red Ears last year. Colin Moran comes up to the plate. Daniel Robert went one inning, allowed three hits, currently charged with two runs, one earned, one walk, one strikeout. They called that ball. Jake Shiner hit an error on the third baseman. It's the right call because of the juggle on the play by Wenzel. Here's the pitch to Moran, and it's in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Moran's 0-2 with a walk, an RBI, and a run scored. Was robbed of extra bases on a great play by Clint Frazier on a deep fly in the second inning. Now the pitch is cued foul, and it nearly got the Rainiers' third base coach, Eric Ferris, but he was able to avoid it. All with two, the count to Moran. O-2 pitch coming. Swing and a miss, strike three. Barnes strikes out Moran, and that wraps up the top of the sixth inning. Right here, settle for one run of the sixth on two hits. There was an error and two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tacoma 7, Round Rock nothing.
Guys, fellas, men, are you Roman ready for the weekend? Right now, generic Viagra, a.k.a. Sildenafil, is just $4 per dose at Roman. Just complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. If medication is appropriate, Roman sends what you need in discreet packaging with two-day shipping. Generic Viagra from $4 at Roman. Go to ro.co/bed. Do it today and get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/bed.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more. Conveniently across the South Sound, the team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Moving on to the bottom of the sixth, it is Tacoma 7, Round Rock nothing. Rob Kaminsky beginning a second inning of work out of the Red Ears bullpen. He'll face the top of the order, Jonathan Ornelas, at the plate, and he starts him off with a breaking ball for a called strike. It's 0-1. Kaminsky struck out the side in the fifth. 0-1 to Ornelas. Misses a little low for a ball. One and one. Next delivery, outside, 2-1. These curveballs from Kaminsky, he's throwing them often. Here's a swing and a foul tip and another one. And it's 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And Kaminsky with the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with another breaking ball, and down goes Ornelas, and that is four straight strikeouts for Kaminsky. And now J.P. Martinez will be the batter. We'll check out what happened in the Mariner farm system yesterday. Double-A Arkansas continued its fast start, beating the Springfield Cardinals 5-3. So here's one that misses for a ball inside to Martinez. Arkansas started the season with a five-game win streak, lost two nights ago, bounced back with a win yesterday. They're 6-1. Pitch to Martinez is in for a strike. The Mariners' Double-A team started Emerson Hancock last night, 2020 first-round pick. He allowed one run in four innings, struck out six, walked two, gave up four hits. Now the 1-1 to Martinez, swing and a miss at the breaking ball, 1-2. Spencer Packard was 3-for-3 for Arkansas yesterday with a double and a walk, drove in two. And outfielder Stephen Kerwer hit two doubles and drove in a run as Martinez fouls went off on the third base side. Still 1-2. Now the pitch is inside for a ball. 2-2. Next pitch from Kaminsky. Grounded sharply to first, and it's off the glove of Valleca. He stays with it. Throws to Kaminsky covering first, and it's not in time. The throw actually hit the runner, Martinez. He's safe at first base. The ball went off Valleca's glove and bounced into foul ground, and he chased it over there. Kaminsky was running over to cover first, so Valleca threw to Kaminsky, and it was going to be a close play, and Valleca had to put a little something on the throw. This was not a light toss. This was a throw, and the ball hit J.P. Martinez, I believe, on the left arm. And the trainer's actually checking on him now. What a strange play. But they're checking on Martinez right now at first base. And he's going to stay in the game. But there, yeah, it's the left hand, left wrist. That's where the throw hit him. He was hit by the ball. So Martinez is on at first base. With one out, Justin Foscue will be the batter. They're calling that an infield single for Martinez. Now Foscue is the hitter. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Now Kaminsky ready. And the pitch swung on, grounded to the left of the mound. Kaminsky off the hill has it, and he throws to first base and gets the batter Foscue out. Martinez takes second. So two men are gone for Sam Huff. Elsewhere on the Mariner farm yesterday, both of the Class A teams lost. Hillsboro beat the Mariners' Everett affiliate 6-4 in the Northwest League. Although Hogan Windisch had three hits with a homer and two runs batted in. Here's one down low and inside for a ball. Windisch was drafted by the Mariners last year. Hogan Windisch. I was at a spring training game on the backfields, a minor league spring training game this year, and Windisch was in it. And, you know, there's no one at those games, so you can hear the chatter from the dugout. Sears went outside for a ball. And, Hogan Windisch's teammates call him Hoagie. They're like, come on, Hoagie, let's go, Hoagie. Now the next pitch to Huff hit high in the air to center field. Lining it up is Cesar Hernandez in straightaway center, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Round Rock does not score in the bottom of the sixth. They had a hit and one runner left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It's Tacoma 7, Round Rock nothing.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose: making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future.
Learn more at multicare.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We head to the seventh inning. Red Deers lead Round Rock 7-0. Mason McCoy, Kian Wong, and Pat Valleca to bat this inning against Jacob Barnes. McCoy has struck out once and walked twice and scored 2 runs, and he hits the first pitch into right center field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. And McCoy is on for his 3rd time tonight with his first hit, a clean single to right center. So that gets the Red Deers started here in the 7th. Hit number 12 for Tacoma. Remember, in the last 2 games, they scored a total of 2 runs on just 10 hits. And they've got 12 today. In the first 4 games of this series, the Red Deers had 21 hits total, and they've got 12 today. Well, here's a Wong grounder to third. Go to second for 1. Relay to first. Not in time. Wong had to use his speed to avoid the double play. Going after the first pitch, he hit a ball on 2 hops right to the third baseman. I thought it was going to be a double play, but Wong made sure that didn't happen. So he's at first with 1 out, and now Pat Valleca is the batter. Valleca is 1-for-3 with a single and an RBI. Throw to first, nearly wild. Setsugo had to jump in the air to reel it in. Now a swing and a foul hit down the right field line. So 0-1 to Valleca. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss. Looks like in the Red Deers bullpen, Blake Wyman is warming up. Here's the 0-2 to Valleca, and this is looped out into right field, and that gets down for a base hit, and Wong stops at second, and Valleca has his second hit of this game, serving a pitch into right field, and there are 2 on with 1 out for Cesar Hernandez. Valleca starting to hit these last few days, and it's not that he wasn't hitting before, he wasn't playing. And now he's had, especially these last 2 days when no one else was really doing much, he was hitting the ball hard and he's finding himself in the lineup, and he has a couple of hits in this one. Pitch is outside now to Hernandez for a ball, 1-0. Now the next offering from Jacob Barnes is in there for a strike to Hernandez. Somebody fire, somebody. Here's a swing and a foul out of play. Mariners are in action. They're trailing the Rockies 1-0 early, third inning. They have George Kirby on the hill tonight. Hernandez bounces one to the left side, and it's juggled over there by Ornelas. He can't field it cleanly, and everyone is safe. Wong to third. Valleca to second. Hernandez is on at first. And they are loaded up with one away for Zach Deloach. Ornelas had to come in and angle to field that ball. I'm not sure he would have been able to throw out Hernandez. Well, bases loaded, one out for Deloach, and the pitch is down low for a ball. Now the 1-0, and it is in there for a strike, 1-1. They called that last play an error on Ornelas. Well, it's already 7-0, and the Rainiers could really open it up here if Deloach comes through with his third hit of the night. The 1-1 from Barnes, swing, and a foul tip held onto by the catcher. That's strike two. Well, one ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's a fastball off the plate at 96 on the gun. Counts even, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. One out, bases loaded, full count, and the pitch to Deloach is down and in, ball four, and that forces in a run. Wong scores, Valleca takes third, Hernandez to second, Deloach with a bases loaded walk to drive in a run, and it is 8-0 Tacoma. 10th RBI for Deloach, who has appeared in 12 games, all but one that the Rainiers have played. And now here's O'Keefe with the bases loaded and one out. He's 1-for-4 with a double tonight. And the pitch is fouled out of play on the first base side. Now the 0-1, up and in for a ball, 1-1. O'Keefe with his double today has now hit safely in 10 of the 11 games that he has played in. Now the pitch is a check swing, and he went. The home plate umpire rings him up. That's strike two, so 1-2 now. Now the 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three, and O'Keefe is the second out of the inning. So bases loaded, two outs for Mike Ford. Ford's 1-for-4 with a triple and a run scored. And he swings and grounds one through into right field, a base hit. Valleca scores. Hernandez is behind him. He's going to score as the throw comes into second base. A two-run single for Mike Ford. Both Valleca and Cesar Hernandez scored. Deloach went all the way to third, and the Red Ears are in double digits. It is Tacoma 10, Round Rock nothing here in the seventh inning. Ford with his 16th and 17th runs batted into the season. And now the pitching coach is out to go talk to Barnes. As Jake Shiner is about ready to hit. And Round Rock is just now starting to warm someone up in its bullpen. There's some big run totals going on in the farm system today. I just saw that the Everett Aqua Sox are up to 20 runs tonight in the Northwest League. Mariners farm teams are scoring on this Saturday night. Here's the pitch to Jake Shiner, and it is outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch waved at and missed, and that evens things up 1-1. Right ears have scored in four straight innings, three runs in the fourth, three runs in the fifth, one run in the sixth, three and counting here in the seventh, although there are two outs. Here's the 1-1 to Shiner inside, 2-1. Two-one pitch coming, and it is a swing and a miss, and a fastball. 2-2 now. Two-two pitch, low ball three. So full count, there is a base open. The runner from first, Ford, will be running with this pitch, while Deloach will be holding at third. On deck is Colin Moran. Barnes is set. And the payoff pitch is swung on, hit in the air to center field. Back a few steps is Ortega. Now he's under it and waiting, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. But the Red Ears send eight more men to the plate at the top of the seventh inning, and they score three runs. They do it with three hits. There was an error and two runners left on base. It's the seventh inning stretch here in Round Rock, Texas, and the Red Ears have stretched out their lead. It is Tacoma 10, Round Rock nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help you pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value and comfort to your home. We've got you covered with zero interest loans, rebates, and store discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Sampling the best!
Just had the seventh inning stretch here in Round Rock, Texas, and the ceremonial playing of Deep in the Heart of Texas. Yep. New pitcher for the Red Ears who lead 10-0, and it is Blake Wyman on in relief of Rob Kaminsky. Great Rainiers debut for Kaminsky. Two shutout innings of one-hit ball, no walks, four strikeouts. And a good breaking ball that the express hitters were befuddled by. Well, here's Wyman now to work on Ortega, and his first pitch is low and away for a ball, 1-0. Wyman has pitched in four games prior to this one, 0-1 with a 3.18 ERA in 5 2/3 innings, four strikeouts, two walks. Pitch is a swing and a foul tip, and the count goes to 1-1. One coming to Ortega. And there's a breaking ball hit in the air to shallow center. Back goes McCoy, and he makes the catch in shallow center field. The Red Ears shortstop gloving the pop-up off the bat of Rafael Ortega. One out, and now Elier Hernandez is the hitter. Well, the Angels did something interesting today. I certainly caught my attention. They made a change in the big leagues at shortstop. Pitch to Hernandez is in for a strike. They called up their first round draft pick from just this past June, Zach Neto, and installed him as their starting shortstop. So here's a swing and a miss by Hernandez. Last year he was drafted in June, signed pretty quickly. He played like 10 days in the Northwest League for the Angels affiliate in Advanced Class A, and then they moved him up to Double A. Sears went outside to Hernandez, and he hit really well at Double A in the Angels system for the last, I don't know, month and a half of the season last year. So the 1-2 pitch to Hernandez, yanked foul. And this year they opened him up with the same Double A team, his first full professional season. And after a week's worth of games there, they've promoted him straight to the big leagues, and he's now the Angels' starting shortstop, Zach Neto, 13th overall pick last year out of Campbell University. Now Hernandez hits one in the air to left. This has some carry to it. Back is Shiner in the corner. At the track, he makes the catch, and there is out number two at the bottom of the seventh inning. Hernandez hits one into the air to the left field corner, but Jake Shiner gloved it at the warning track, two away. And now Clint Frazier is the batter. Frazier's 1-for-2 with a double so far. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to right. This should be routine. Deloach lining it up, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Quick and easy for Blake Wyman. Three up, three down in the bottom of the seventh inning. And we move on to the eighth. It is Tacoma 10, Round Rock nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York.
Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
We go to the eighth inning. Right here is up 10-0 on Round Rock. Just a great night for the Red Deer's offense that had a lot of trouble putting any runs on the board the last two games, and it's not a problem today. Here's Colin Moran leading off the eighth, swinging at the first pitch and chopping it to first, and eventually corralled by Setsugo, and he flips it to the pitcher covering in time for the out, and one man is gone. Jacob Barnes still in there, by the way, now for an inning and two-thirds. As he's putting in a longer outing for Round Rock, one away, and now Mason McCoy's the batter. He's one for two with a single and two walks. And the pitch is swung on and looped up the middle, and cutting it off and making the catch on the fly is the shortstop Ornelas. Soft liner to short. Two down, and now Kian Wong is the batter. Very quickly, two down. Wong's two for four with a single, a double. His three-run double in the fifth, one of the big hits in this game. And he takes up and in for a ball, 1-0. And the 1-0. Swung on, hit in the air to center. And there's Ortega underneath it. And he makes the catch kind of awkwardly, but he makes the catch nonetheless. And the Red Deers go in order for the first time in this entire game. Three up, three down in the top of the eighth inning. So we go to the bottom of the eighth. It is Tacoma 10, Round Rock nothing.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn. With double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
We head to the bottom of the eighth. Yoshi Setsugo, Davis Wenzel, and Jonathan Ornelas to bat this inning for Round Rock against Blake Wyman. And Wyman's pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next one coming. And it's a swing and a miss. One and one. Correction, 0-2. And the pitch is grounded up the middle. Diving stop by McCoy. Gets up, throws to first. Not in time. Setsugo has an infield single to start the bottom of the eighth for Round Rock. hit number 4 for the Express. Today in the major leagues, Toronto beat Tampa 5-2, second day in a row that the Jays have defeated the Rays, who are 13-0 and now are 13-2. Wouldn't it be something if they now lost 13 in a row? Can we secretly root for that? Pitch to Wenzel is in for a strike. 0-1 the count. You know who shut down the Rays today? Yusei Kikuchi, the former Mariner. He had 9 Ks in 6 innings and allowed 1 run. Here's one inside to Wenzel. 1-1. One pitch, hit in the air to left, and this is deep. On the move is Shiner, looking up, but it is gone. A 2-run home run for Davis Wenzel, and there will be no shutout tonight. It's Tacoma 10, Round Rock 2. First home run of the year for Wenzel, who has some power, and he just got a chance to show it. The lineup turns over, and Jonathan Ornelas is the hitter. And the pitch to Ornelas is a check swing strike, 0-1 the count. Pitch misses for a ball. 1-1 the count. Now a swing and a foul into the seats. What a 2. Mariners have just tied up the Rockies 1-1 on a solo shot by Eugenio Suarez. Now the 1-2 is down low, 2-2. Mariners beat the Rockies last night and have won 2 in a row. 2 games under 500. They could use a good homestand. It's a 9-game homestand. This is game 2 that they're playing tonight. Next to Ornelas, misses outside, ball 3. Full count, 3-2. Other teams in the AL West this evening. Red Sox beat the Angels 9-7. So here's a 3-2 pitch, low ball 4. So Ornelas reaches, he's on. There's no one out here in the eighth, and now J.P. Martinez is the batter. Astros beat the Rangers today 8-2. Yordan Alvarez hit a double and drove in 3. Hunter Brown, one of the top starters in the PCL last year, now in the Astros rotation. He went 7 innings today without allowing an earned run. Pitch to Martinez, misses up and away for a ball. Astros, though, are still under 500 at 7-8. Now the 1-0 to Martinez. Breaking ball hit in the air to right center. This is playable for Hernandez and DeLoach, and it's DeLoach, the right fielder, who makes the catch. One out at the bottom of the eighth inning. And the A's lost again to the Mets 3-2. How about that A's game yesterday? Oh, my. I couldn't believe it just looking at the box score when I first heard about it. The Mets wiped out the A's yesterday, lopsided score. So the pitch to Foscue is down and in. A's pitchers last night walked 17 batters in a 9-inning game. They had a position player on in the ninth. He only walked one. Real pitchers walked 16. That is bonkers in a major league game. That's bonkers in a triple-A game. Wyman's next pitch is in for a strike to Foscue, and that evens up the count 1-1. 17 walks. One-one to Foscue, hit in the air to left. This is kind of deep, but definitely playable for Shiner, who's now coming in, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. So Foscue flies to left, two down, and now Sam Huff will be the batter. Right, here's our warming up, Nolan Blackwood. In the bullpen. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike. Next pitch. Grounded on one hop back to the mound. Wyman has it. Little toss over to Valleca at first for the out, and the inning is over. But Round Rock does get on the scoreboard. Two runs on the homer by Davis Wenzel. Two runs on two hits. No errors. One left. We go to the ninth. The Rainiers leading. It's Tacoma 10, Round Rock 2.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team. Your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
On to the ninth, Tacoma leading Round Rock 10-2. New pitcher for the Express, it's Zach Littell. Second appearance for the former big leaguer here in this series. One-time Mariner minor leaguer. Was drafted by the Mariners, in fact, originally. Pat Valleca stands in. He's 2-for-4 with a couple of singles, and he takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Now Littell ready in the 1-0. Up and away, two balls, no strikes. Now a swing and a fly down the right field line, slicing towards foul ground. That's going to land out of play in the seats. Elio Hernandez, the right fielder, raced over into foul ground but had no chance. 2-1 to Valleca. Now the pitch fouled off. 2-2 to Valleca. And a swing and a foul back. Still 2-2. And this pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Valleca strikes out on a slider, and one man is out of the ninth. Blackwood still throwing in the Red Ears pen. Looks like he's going to get the bottom of the ninth as the Red Ears hope to close this one out. And if they close this one out, they will have a chance tomorrow to try to salvage a split of the six-game series. Pitch to Cesar Hernandez, hit in the air towards shallow left, and back goes the third baseman Wenzel, and he's called off by Frazier, the left fielder, who makes the catch. And two men are out. Hernandez flies out on the first pitch. He'll finish the game 2-for-6 with two runs scored and an RBI today. Productive game at the plate for Cesar Hernandez. Here's Zach DeLoach, 2-for-4 with a walk and an RBI, and he takes a strike. Rainiers are starting Jose Rodriguez tomorrow. Robert Duggar goes for the Express. Next pitch in for a strike to DeLoach, 0-2. And remember, early start tomorrow because of the time change back home, so 11:05 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow for the day game. Now the pitch to DeLoach, check swing, he went, that is strike three, and down he goes, inning over, three up, three down in the ninth. Red Ears go in order. We are headed to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Red Ears are three outs away from victory. Our score, Tacoma 10, Round Rock 2.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 10, Round Rock 2. New pitcher for the Red Ears to try to finish this one off. It's Nolan Blackwood on for his third appearance of the season. He's worked 2 1/3 scoreless innings so far. He'll face Rafael Ortega, Elier Hernandez, and Clint Frazier. Blake Wyman went two innings, allowed two hits and two runs, both earned, walked one, no strikeouts. Rafael Ortega, the batter, and the pitch is in there for a strike. Ortega, 0-for-3 so far. And the pitch is outside for a ball. A swing and a grounder foul, first base side. 1-2. So one ball, two strikes to Ortega. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Blackwood strikes out the first batter here in the bottom of the ninth. That's the 11th strikeout for Tacoma pitchers tonight. Now this pitch is over for a strike on the outside edge. Now the 0-1 outside for a ball. In the Red Ears postgame show, we'll recap the scoring of this one and we'll have a look at the Major League and PCL scoreboards. Here's a swing and a grounder, just foul on the third base side. 1-2 to Hernandez. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. Blackwood got Hernandez to chase a slider that just kept going away and away and away, and the right-hand hitter Hernandez just flailed at it. Two men are gone at the bottom of the ninth inning. There's the pitch, and it's in for a strike to Frazier. Right here's an out away from victory. Now Blackwood with the 0-1 to Frazier, and there's a breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 0-2. Now the pitch is hit in the air. Shallow right field. Deloach coming in on it near the foul line. He's there. He makes the catch, and that's the ball game. The Red Ears winners tonight, 10-2 over the Round Rock Express. The Red Ears get a much-needed offensive eruption and another well-pitched game and a bullpen game. The last time they had a bullpen game, they pitched a shutout. Tonight they came close to a shutout. They shut them out for 8 of the 9 innings. Round Rock did get 2, though. Red Ears win 10-2 is the final score. We invite you now to stay tuned. The Tacoma Red Ears postgame show is coming up next.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Raiders win. They beat Round Rock 10-2, the final score tonight at the Dell Diamond. Tacoma needed some offense, and they got it today. Not just the 10 runs on the scoreboard, but they had 14 hits in this game. All kinds of different people in the lineup involved in this one, as the Raiders had a big offensive showing that they really needed. It was scoreless after three. Looked like it might be yet another game where the Raiders' offense struggles to do anything, but that quickly changed in the fourth inning. It started when Mike Ford led off the inning with a triple against the Round Rock starter Kyle Cody, and that was the first triple of the year for the Raiders as a team. And it was also the first triple for Ford since 2021 and the second one since 2017. He's not really a big triples guy, but he certainly came through today with a leadoff triple in the fourth. And after a pop-up, he scored on a grounder, an infield ground out off the bat of Colin Moran, and that made it 1-0 Tacoma in the fourth inning. At that point, the Raiders were on the board, but there were two outs and no one on. However, the rally was not over. Mason McCoy drew a walk. That was it for the starter, Kyle Cody. The Express went to the bullpen, brought in left-hander Jake Latz, and he would allow a base hit to Kian Wong, who had a nice game today. And then Pat Valleca with two outs, single to left field, scoring McCoy to make it 2-0. And then Cesar Hernandez followed with a base hit into right center. That scored Wong and made it 3-0 Rainiers. So they scored three runs in the fourth, two of them after there were two outs. Then in the fifth inning, two outs, no one on, another rally started. Jake Shiner doubled to the left field corner. Colin Moran walked. Round Rock went to the pen, brought in right-hander Daniel Robert. He walked Mason McCoy. That loaded the bases with two outs for Kian Wong. Wong roped an opposite field double down the third baseline and to the left field corner. It cleared the bases. Shiner, Moran, and McCoy all scored, and the Raiders were ahead 6-0 in the fifth. They got another run in the sixth when Cesar Hernandez singled. Deloach had a base hit with two outs and runners at the corners. Shiner hit a ball to third that was juggled by Wenzel for an error. Shiner reached base safely. Hernandez scored, and it was 7-0. More runs in the seventh against Jacob Barnes. McCoy led off with a base hit. After a fielder's choice, Valleca singled. Cesar Hernandez reached on an error on the shortstop Bornelas. The bases were loaded with one out. Zach Deloach walked on a full count pitch to force in a run and make it 8-0. Then after a strikeout, Mike Ford pulled a two-run single into right field, scoring Valleca and Hernandez, and the Raiders were in double digits. It was 10-0 Tacoma. The Raiders did not score again. Round Rock got two in the eighth on a two-run homer by Davis Wenzel, but that was our final score today. Tacoma wins it 10-2, the final. As for the pitching, it was a bullpen game. Riley O'Brien tossed two scoreless innings. Taylor Saucedo, two scoreless innings. Rob Kaminsky, two scoreless innings in his Rainier's debut. Wyman went two innings. He did give up the homer to Wenzel. And then Blackwood, a scoreless ninth. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 10 runs, 14 hits, no errors. They left 10 on base. Round Rock scores two runs on five hits, makes two errors, leaves five on base. Winning pitcher is Saucedo. He's 2-0. The loss goes to Cody. He is 0-1. Time of the ball game was 2 hours and 41 minutes, and the attendance, 6,242. With the win, the Raiders go to 7-6 on the season, and Round Rock falls to 8-5. So Tacoma can now get a split of the series if they can win the last game tomorrow at 11:05 a.m. Pacific time. Jose Rodriguez starts for the Raiders against Robert Duggar for Round Rock. That's tomorrow, 11:05 a.m. Pacific. Raiders win at 10-2. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Rainiers win. They beat Round Rock 10-2. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners leading the Rockies right now 5-1. Middle of the fifth inning at T-Mobile Park. The M's were down early, 1-0, with Kirby on the hill. The Rockies strung together some singles and scored a run. But the M's tied it up on a homer by Eugenio Suarez. And then in the fourth inning, they rallied. J.P. Crawford singled in a run to put them ahead 2-1. And then with the bases loaded, Julio Rodriguez tripled to drive in three. And the Mariners lead the Rockies 5-1 right now in the middle of the fifth. Other interleague games today on a very busy day in baseball. Tigers beat the Giants in 11 innings for the second day in a row. This time 7-6 as Miguel Cabrera had a game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the 11th inning. Cleveland defeats Washington 6-4. That was a come-from-behind victory. Jose Ramirez with a go-ahead two-run home run for the Guardians, first of the year for their star. The Mets beat the A's 3-2. Brandon Nimmo with a go-ahead RBI double in the seventh. Pete Alonso hit his seventh home run of the year for the Mets. And the Braves blasted the Royals 9-3. Huge game for the catcher Sean Murphy, who had three hits, a homer, and four runs batted in. Ozzie Albies also drove in four runs for Atlanta today. In American League action, the Yankees beat the Twins 6-1 behind Domingo Germán, who struck out 11 over 6 and a third innings, surrendering just one run. The White Sox in 10 innings upend the Orioles 7-6, 5-5 after 9. Orioles got one in the top of the 10th, White Sox two at the bottom of the 10th inning. Oscar Colas had the game-winning RBI single. The Blue Jays beat the Tampa Bay Rays 5-2 behind the pitching of Yusei Kikuchi, who allowed one run in six innings and struck out nine. Toronto has beaten Tampa two games in a row, and Tampa, after winning 13 straight to start the season, is now 13-2. The Red Sox defeat the Angels 9-7. Yu Chang with a go-ahead two-run single in the bottom of the eighth inning to bring in what turned out to be the winning runs. And the Astros' Yordan Alvarez hit a double and drove in three. Hunter Brown went seven innings and got the win as the Astros beat the Rangers 8-2. And in National League exclusive games today, the Pirates beat the Cardinals in 10 innings, 6-3. Andrew McCutchen with a tie-breaking homer in the top of the 10th for Pittsburgh. The Padres had two homers and six runs batted in from Jake Cronenworth, and they blasted the Brewers 10-3. Cincinnati really ripped the Phillies today, 13-0. Will Myers had four hits, a single, a double, two homers, and five runs batted in. Young Red starter Graham Ashcraft tossed six scoreless innings and got the W. And the Marlins defeat the Diamondbacks 3-2 on a go-ahead pinch-hit RBI single by Luis Arraez in the seventh inning. And the Marlins are over 500. One National League game going late at Dodger Stadium. The Cubs lead the Dodgers 1-0 right now. They're in the top of the seventh inning. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Round Rock, Texas, the Rainiers win. They beat the Express 10-2. We'll be back with more after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Right here's get what they were looking for. A big game offensively from, well, pretty much everybody, as they had 14 hits in this one and scored 10 runs. No one had more than two hits. Cesar Hernandez, Zach DeLoach, Mike Ford, Jake Shiner, Kian Wong, Pat Valeka. That's six different players. Each had two hits. They had six different players. No, seven different players score runs. And six different players drove in runs. Just a big all-around team offensive effort today. And the Red Ears coast to the victory over Round Rock after being limited to just one run in each of the last two games. They get 10 of them today. Just a really encouraging offensive performance. Hopefully it can carry over into tomorrow's day game. A couple of games are final in the league right now. Sacramento blasted Reno in a day game today at Reno, 15-6. Oklahoma City won again. They beat Sugar Land 5-2. They're 11-3. In progress, El Paso has an 8-4 lead over Albuquerque in the bottom of the seventh. Fernando Tatis Jr. is homered again for El Paso. Las Vegas and Salt Lake are tied 1-1 in the bottom of the third inning in Vegas. Well, the Red Ears will be back at it with the day game tomorrow, 11:05 a.m., first pitch Pacific time. Jose Rodriguez for the Red Ears, Robert Duggar for Round Rock. The Red Ears can still get a split of this series with a win tomorrow. That'd be a good goal if they could get out of here with a split after what happened the first few games. I think that they'd be pretty pleased with that. So we'll see if they can get it done tomorrow. That's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from the Dell Diamond. Once again, our final score tonight, the Tacoma Red Ears 10 and the Round Rock Express 2. Have a great night.